Okay. Instantly, we're learning some very important Seifim tonight. We're up to Simon Reish Beis, and we're doing Seif Tes, followed by Seif Yud. And they're both really critical Seifim, especially Seif Yud. Seif Tes tells us the following. Soifei Anovim, She'ein Mispashlim Le'olam. So Soifei Anovim, Mishnah Berurah explains what Soifei Anovim is. Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu Sifkot Memchez, Soifei Anovim, Hainu Anovim Animtzoim Begfonim. These are grapes which are found by the grapevines, B'yemois HaChoyev, in the winter. She'ein Mispashlim Le'olam, they won't ripen anymore. V'oisin Memchomets, and you make vinegar from them. Okay, I've never actually seen that, but it appears that sometimes there's grapes that don't grow completely and are to be found on the grapevines in the winter, not being harvested, not being cut, and they never really make it to be a nice grapes. They never make it. So they can be cut and they can be used and harvested. They can be harvested and used for vinegar. For oisimayim choymets, they can be made vinegar out of them. So these are soifei te'enim. Soifei anovim, she'ein mispashlim le'olam. They will never grow and never develop fully. V'chein ala noivlois sheheim tmorim shebishlam ve'sorfam hachoim ve'yofshu mevorech shakol. Similarly also on noivlois, which shebishlam ve'sorfam says in Mishnah Berurah what he's talking about. Sifkot mem tes. Shehainu shel yisreif hachoim nispashlu ve'nisyapshu ve'nishtanu lekelkula. These are noivlois, here are tmorim, meaning dates which are they fully grew, but not through natural development, rather through the heat. They were cut, and through the heat, they were cut already, but the heat made them, they were like put on the floor or something. They carried on developing at that point, and they then became nispashlu v'nisyapshu. They dried out, and they're not nice anymore. They're not dried out. They're not nice anymore. Mevorech shehakol, then you make shehakol on them. So we're learning what are the two scenarios of this Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about soifelam, which are grapes left on the grapevine, which are not nice. You make vinegar out of them. A, B. The other one is our dates which are through the heat and through the weather conditions, they have dried out completely, not nice anymore. What bracha will you make on that? You'll make shehakol on them. Yeah.
Can I ask a question? What about genetically modified food today? So I don't know how it is with fruit, for example. I don't have to do it, but so it's not coming from the ground, it's genetically modified in the whatever they do with it. What would you say?
Genetically modified fruit. I know nothing about this.
I don't think it's fruit. They do another product.
How does it work?
I don't know.
Make it sweeter or bigger or redder.
No, but also they can do it, you know, with, I don't know how they do it. The other types of fruit they're talking about.
Not so you're not referring to organic. Referring to genetically
modified, you know.
Do you know anything about it? What is it?
What's the problem on a raisin?
On a raisin?
Wait.
You make weights, yeah. Is what is that modified as well?
It's not modified, it's dried.
So I think genetic. So I imagine, I don't know exactly what it is.
Like in a greenhouse or whatever, some building.
I don't know how it works, I can't answer. It sounds interesting. Yeah. But a case over here is grapes and. Grapes which are from the winter, they've been picked then, and they're not very good. You make vinegar out of them, and similarly also the tmorim, which are dried out. They're dried out, you make shakol on them. What's the obvious question on that? Something we learned. Pardon?
Change form.
Change form. Which one are you referring to? What's that? Why? So they are edible. But you're referring to the right seif. You're referring to the right seif, which is seif base. So Mishnah Berurah asked the following question. We find that, I mean, it's an assumption, but the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Let's see Sifkotan Nun. Mishnah Berurah says, Mevorach Shakul, you make Shakul on those. V'achreyem boirei nefoshes rabois, v'loi domini Sif Beis. It does not, it's not similar to what we learned in Sif Beis. Kabe boisa, what we learned in Rabbe boisa. Da'afidu le'igia le'kful ha'lovon, Mevorach nala boir prio eitz. Excuse me, boir prio adomo. Umayishno, soif ha'novim, Mevorach nalim Shakul. So what is the difference? Why is it over here we're learning that with Rabbi Sofei Te'inim, Sofei Anovim, you make Shehakol, and over there in Seif Beis we learned that once it reaches a certain stage, it goes beyond the Shehakol, and you'd make Ho'etz on it. It is true. It is not perfect. These grapes are not brilliant, and those tamarim are not brilliant either. But nevertheless, surely they should have reached a certain stage that you make, it's beyond the Shehakol. Shehakol is if it's really hardly edible, you make Shehakol. This surely is a little bit better than that. Surely it's a little bit better than just the basic Shehakol. The Chayyad Mishnah Berurah asks, you should make Ho'etz on it. It's not that bad. I mean, you can eat them nicely. And yeah. You're right. That's right. No, you're right. You're 100% right. Adomo. No. That's right. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's taka beyond the shakol. You should make adomo on it. That's right. We learned there's a few stages to cover the boisa. If it's top quality, you make ho'etz. If it's a little bit below that, you make adomo. If it's even below that, you make shakol. So the Mishnah Berurah says, surely this should be above the shakol level. It should be within the adomo level. That's the Mishnah Berurah's question. Thank you very much. That's correct. Here Shlomo says in Mishnah Berurah, the shiny awesome, the anovim alieninu. The anovim are okay, elo shaloi nigmur adayim. They're not fully developed. Masha'en ken hocha over here. The mekulkolim heim, they're not of good quality. They ain't oim divad alichoymetz. V'le adifem mashken ayoetzin memdvochim rak shakol. He says, no, actually it's not true. There, it had a potential. It was just not fully grown yet. Over here, it's kulkul. It's already mekulkolim heim. It's already not good anymore. It can only do chometz out of it. It can only do vinegar with it. And therefore, the correct boch is not hadama brav, the boch is shakol. So because it is already to some extent sour, and it's mekulkolim heim, therefore it drops the level to shakol. Okay, having said that, we're now ready for Seif Yud, which Seif Yud is the Seif, of soups. What broch do you make on a soup? What broch do you make on a soup? Shakel? Pardon? Depends on? Lumps. Good. Yeah, let's talk about only vegetables. You're right. If there's mazonis, will be. What if it's just pure? What is the vegetable soup? Depends.
To enhance it.
Let us see. Fascinating Seif. And let's see what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. Peiros says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud. Peiros shesharon, if you had fruit that were left. Peiros, just in time for Seif Yud about soups. What broch do you make on a soup?
Depends on
how it is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Seif Yud. Peiros shesharon, if you had fruit that you just soaked, or you cooked them in water, although the taste of the fruit entered into the water, you will only make the bracha on the water, hello only shahakol shahakol. You had a fruit, it doesn't have to be a fruit, right? It can also be what peres adoma, which is vegetables. You soaked or you cooked in the water, you're eating or drinking, I don't know what the word is, of that water, the bracha is going to be, says Shulchan Aruch, shakol. That's Shulchan Aruch says. Ve'arosh kosap, and the Rosh writes, the Efsha, it could be, Shem nichnas tam apri b'mayim, b'erich b'vreitz. So Rosh says, actually, it's also, if the taste of the water is now very intense, of that fruit or that vegetable, actually you're going to make the burpo fruit, is actually, you're going to make burpo eights on it. So the scenario is, what's something is or eights that you can make a soup of, a soak? What would you soak? One second, let's just give it a case clear. Well, strawberries.
People have, in the summer, they have a cold strawberry soup.
Good. Okay. Oh, very interesting. So one second. So we're learning now the following halacha. Shulchan Aruch says, you take a fruit, you soak it, or you cook it in water. And you're now eating or drinking it. I'm not differentiating. That particular soup. What bracha do you make? Says Shulchan Aruch, you make shehakol on it. Because it, although the taste of the fruit is in the water, you make shehakol in it. The Rosh, says Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh disagrees and he says, could be you make purple eights on it. So why should you make eights on it if it's not taste? Very good. All very. Pardon? Mashkin Ayotzin. Very good. So you're saying you're asking on the Rosh. So the one question can be asked by Rabbi Feingold. What's Pshat? In Sif Tes, we're learning that Mashkin, that we learned that the Seif, was it Seif Ches? That we learned that any drinks that emerge from fruit, you make shakel in it. That's the drinks that we have, right? Orange juice, you make shakel in it. So he says, how can you hold that if it's squeezed apple juice, you make shakel, and the Rosh holds that on a strawberry soup, you make ha'etz. How does that make sense? It's a very good question. Very good on the Rosh. Okay, so we need to step back for a moment, and we need to understand what goes on over here. So Okay, so the truth is that probably the best way is to ask it like this. What is the difference between this meishlokas, this fruit or vegetables that we're learning over here? That what's the difference between that? Over here we're learning if it's cooked or soaked, the liquid is charcoal, according to the first opinion. According to the Rosh, it's O8. And elsewhere we learned that drinks, which are drinks, you make shakel in it. What's the difference between a soup and a drink? Yeah, that's the question. What's the difference between a soup and a drink? What's the difference? Yeah. It doesn't fill you up so much. Okay. Hot, solid,
more solid.
Two answers. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. And it's on the two opinions of Shulchan Aruch over here. Sefkot Nun Aleph, Perush Sharon. Massless, when we talk about soaked, it must be soaked for 24 hours. The Bezer Gidin Litten Tam B'Maim, that will give flavor in the water. Elo Shakol, you make Shakol. The first opinion holds that it's Shakol. De Lo Yavel Azer Be'alme. Mishnah Berurah Sefkot Nun Beis. It is, the first opinion holds it's Zer Be'alme, because it's much like any liquid. It's like a juice. And therefore you make shak. The regil be'alma kidele el seif ches. It's taka like seif ches. V'loy domile maya de silke. And it's different than maya de silke. The kulu shalke. The mevorach in aleu bar pri adoma kidele kamon simen reish hei seif beis. Mushum doha sam roiv achilas oysen yirokes huol de shlike. Masha enkin ocha beperes de lav da kayu. Le mishlek o le kofshon elo le oichlon be'ein. Lochein le amrinon shiush le ikoson ve kvishoson kemoison.
To explain this Mishnah Berurah, to understand what's going on. There is a seif later on. A seif that talks about meishlokos. Meishlokos really is also a description of a vegetable soup. Very much so. And that over there we learn that the halacha is going to be per pri adoma. So basically, just to put it in a very simple way, we have got a stira between our seif, that the first opinion holds, that the perish sharon is like zeya, it's like fruit juice that you make shakol on. And on the other hand, we learn in a different seif, in a different simon altogether, we learn that clear vegetable soup to make shakol. What's the difference? What's the difference? Why over here we say shakol, while over there we say adoma? What is the difference? And the answer is, the first answer is the opinion of the Rashba. And the Rashba's opinion is that it depends what is the derech of here. If you have got a fruit or a vegetable, which the derech is to be squeezed, The normal way is to be, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, that, that normally if it is a kind of fruit or a vegetable that is normally tends to be squeezed and it normally tends to be, yeah, it needs to be squeezed, then the bracha is going to be that you make hadama. However, over here, where it's a kind of fruit or vegetable that normally it's not eaten in that particular way, you could eat it not squeezed, not mashed, then the bracha is going to be, if it is squash, it's going to be shakoil. However, the kolze bepeiros shetchilas netiasa notilu adaitele oichlam mevushalin oikvushim. This is only with regards to fruits which are normally planted for squeezing purpose. For squeezing or for cooking purpose. But fruit which are always normally eaten and they are planted and they are grown for eating them unprocessed. But there are people who cook it or squeeze it. The broch is only going to be shakoy. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, just to say it in short words. He says it depends what do you want to understand why sometimes you make on a processed food, sometimes you make hadama, sometimes on processed food you make sha'akol, what's pshat in it? The answer is it depends what vegetable or what fruit you are talking about. If you're talking about the kind of fruit or the kind of vegetable which is normally eaten unprocessed, for instance, what would be an example?
Orange.
Apple.
Pepper.
Yeah. They're normally eaten as it is. So therefore now, if you take this and you process it, you squeeze it, you cook it, you do something out of it, the bracha is now lost forever. It's shakol now, says the Rashba. It's shakol. When you make oats on it, when you eat it, the way it's been picked. That's the way you make a doma like that. You make your eggs like that. However, if you have got fruits or vegetables, the Rashba's opinion is, if you've got fruits or vegetables which are always planted for being cooked, or they're always planted to be squeezed and processed, then it doesn't lose its bracha by its normal malach. An example for that is going to be a potato, for instance. A potato, you've never eaten a raw potato. Have you ever attempted to eat a raw potato yet? So therefore now, just because you are now processing this potato, you're cooking this potato, even you're mashing the potato, right? We spoke yesterday about it. It doesn't lose its hadama. It doesn't lose. It's going to remain hadama. It's going to remain hadama.
What about a lemon? Because you wouldn't eat a lemon.
Good question.
You squeeze it and put lemon tea.
So if you would eat it as it's not edible. It's not edible. It's not really edible.
Made to be,
yeah, so the truth is that if there would be a case of Zuama anyway, it would be a shakol. Yeah, but like any other juices, like any juice.
But it's meant to be like squeezed. So
yeah, I know, but yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it's not, it's like any juice, any fruit juices. That's an interesting shaila. That is an interesting shaila. I saw one of the dayanim, it's so chuba today, one of the dayanim. It's a very good shot. I don't want to confuse things, but there are nowadays many of the very big brands, they have fields, for instance, for apples.
Certain oranges in California. Yeah. Specifically for
juices. Very good. Yeah. So exactly. So what would be the case then? Because they're specifically processed for that. Right. It's an interesting one, right? Pardon? According to the Rashba, what's Beloch? That's really interesting. So the poskim, the contemporary poskim, I'm much concerned about that. But Lemaisa, it's fine because we don't look at this particular brand, we don't look at this particular field, we don't look at this particular place. We look at the general. You look at the general world approach on oranges. That's what the poskim seem to be saying.
So with the lemon, you say
shakol. Yeah.
If you suck it.
Yeah. Oh, if you suck, yeah.
Yeah. And orange, some people suck an orange as well.
Yeah, sucking orange. Good question. Okay, let's just. I'm worried. I'll get confused over here. So Rabbi said the Rashba's opinion is it depends what it is. So potato or any other. Let's start with the other side. Any fruit that or vegetables that you can't eat them in its raw state, in its unprocessed state, you're gonna make the bracha, the correct bracha on it. If it is being cooked, it's being squeezed, it's being processed. It loses its bracha and it becomes shakol. However, fruits and vegetables, which are always planted for cooking, they're always planted for processing, they're always planted for it needs to undergo something, then by this undergoing, by this process, it doesn't lose its bracha. Yeah.
What happens though, according to Rashba, of the possible case where you've got some apples, you're planning to eat them, then you decide you want to make stewed apples.
It's not on you specifically.
So does the brocha, normally I would say a stewed apple or something that has a distinctive look of an apple, like it's in slices when it's cooked or whatever, you may claim. According to Rashba, because it was presumably made for eating, although you can use it for cooking, would the brocha change or not?
No.
It would still be amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the Rosh, but we're running out of time to explain the Rosh. Rosh has got a different approach, very very different, and it depends on what you're actually doing with the fruit, not which fruit it is, doesn't depend on which vegetable it is, what you actually do with it. That will cover Mitzvah on the next year. Just to recap what we covered tonight, we spoke about Sofei Anovim and Noivlois, which are fruits, which are grapes or dates which have gone sour. The Broche is at Shakol. Although normally and see if you teach us that if something has been fruits which have been soaked or have been cooked, then we discussed initially the opinion of the Rashba that it has got a din of Zeya and the Broch is Shakol, but that is only if it is, it doesn't contradict the Seif in the later Simon, because if they were talking about a case that depends on what fruit and what vegetable it is, something which is specifically designed to be processed, then it doesn't lose its bracha by being cooked or being processed. Yeah, that's the halacha of tonight. In Mitzvah, no shir tomorrow, no shir on Purim, obviously. And we'll see each other in Mitzvah on Shushan Purim. I wish you all a freilichen Purim, Rabbi Yisrael, freilichen Purim. Yeah.